Hello, dear saints. This is Pastor David, and welcome once again to another message to the Bride of Christ. Today is Monday, September the 11th, 2023. And the message titled for today, saints, is Alarming Warning for the Bride of Christ. Let's get right into this message after we open in prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for this wonderful new day to serve you, to learn and practice who we are in Christ, to understand who we are in Christ and our responsibilities. Bless us as we hear this message that you've given to us, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Alarming warning for the Bride of Christ. Saints, I have been experiencing a rapidly growing sense in my spirit of how little time we have left before our bridegroom comes for his bride. At the same time, Father's made it very clear to me that many are growing weary and failing to endure. They're getting weaker and weaker as time progresses without realizing how little time we have left, saints. None of this should surprise you if you have been called to be numbered among the Bride of Christ, saints. You should not be alarmed by how difficult your task is becoming. We cannot grow weary, saints, and we cannot fail to endure to the end. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, Paul warns us, quote, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." We shall reap. Here's the qualifier, if we faint not, saints. We reap our qualification as a member of his bride. Only a few will endure to the end and be victorious, saints. Only a few. And let us remember John's vision in Revelation 19:7, where he wrote, "Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory." Give him glory, saints. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It's our responsibility, saints. The Holy Spirit's here to help us, isn't he? But he won't do it for us. It is our responsibility to make ourselves ready. The Holy Spirit will help us if we faint not. If we faint not. Those who faint will not reap, saints. You will not reap. What is the reaping? The reaping is the reward of spending all eternity as his wife. Just imagine. So how do we prepare for such a great honor, saints? Very carefully and very faithfully, remembering to always be about our Father's business. Do you remember that saying? Be about our Father's business. The Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 4, says, "As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me." This is Jesus talking. "Night is coming when no one can work." And then in Luke, chapter 2, verse 49, we see the 12-year-old Jesus journeying to Jerusalem at Passover, where he was found teaching the rabbis by his parents. Can you imagine? 12-year-old boy teaching the rabbis things they had never heard before, never understood. And Jesus answered his parents saying, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" Do you think that's true also of his bride? Jesus said, "The things you've seen me do, you will do, and even greater things will you do." As we transform into his image and likeness, saints, we must understand that the transformation is to become like him in every way. So when we see his life, his choices, his decisions, those must be ours now in our day. He never grew weak or weary. Yes, he was challenged. Yes, he experienced every temptation that has ever been known to man, and yet he did not sin. We must have that same heart, saints. We as his bride must do the same. Then we add Matthew 24, verse 42, which says, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." His bride must faithfully watch, prayerfully watch, faithfully watch. Is this the day he's coming? But he's not here yet. I have more time to work, to labor, to fulfill my responsibilities as a future member of his bride on this side, and his wife in eternity, saints. Let us also examine Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 25. This is us, saints. This is what's required of us. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, patience, and self-control. Each of these fruit of the Spirit must be manifested in our lives, witnessed by those who know us, starting with our families. Against such things there is no law, the scripture continues. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires, saints. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Holy Spirit always, never grieving Him, saints, I'll add, if you don't mind. Finally, saints, we must be obedient to our bridegroom's commands, obeying all that He has commanded us to do. There cannot be even a hint of disobedience, saints. We may not be able to declare that today, but we need to strive to be able to declare it as truth in our lives tomorrow. Beginning with today, for the rest of this day, I will be obedient to my Father in heaven and my precious bridegroom's commands, obeying all of them, not even allowing a hint to appear. There can not be a hint of disobedience, saints, or willful sin found in our life. We must have a heart that is determined to bring Him the honor and the glory that He and our Father so deserve and so hunger for. They want to see us learning and practicing the fruit of the Spirit and obedience, saints. Never will we grieve. The Holy Spirit must be declared every morning in prayer and every evening in prayer. This day I will not grieve the Holy Spirit. I will not grieve my precious bridegroom. Saints, as fellow members of the Bride of Christ, we must learn and practice all that is required and expected of our calling. We were chosen for this position in eternity by our Father before the foundations of the world were laid. Ephesians chapter 1. Sealed for this purpose in this final generation by the Holy Spirit. What do we learn by studying each of these crucial scriptures, saints? Simply this. The Bride of Christ knows the time is very short, and we rush faithfully toward preparing ourselves in order to mirror the life of our bridegroom. We passionately desire to become like the one we love in order to please Him always and forever, pleasing our precious husband. We recognize we must do the works that He did and keep watch for His return at all times. John 9:4 informs the bride that we must work and work hard to do the works of our Father as Jesus did. The night here points us to understanding toward the little time we have left. We must not waste any of our time. We must labor and work. Work, saints. Soon no one can work where we're worn. Luke 2:49 teaches us that a very young boy named Jesus, the only begotten Son of the living God, his Father and ours, literally hit the ground running. Running at full speed. He didn't stop until declaring for all eternity to hear that his work was finally finished. His bride must have this same commitment and passionate desire to please Him and our Father each day, always, as long as there's breath in our bodies, saints. Like Jesus, His bride must be determined to be about our Father's business always. I'm here this day, whatever time I have in this day, I will be about my Father's business. That's why I'm here. It's my purpose. Matthew 24:42, Jesus commands us to keep watch because we know not on what day our Lord will come. We certainly know we are deep within the season of His coming for His bride. That's us, that's you and me, saints. This is clearly made known to us. It's been declared to us in His Word. Finally, and critically important in our preparation, is Galatians 5, verses 22 through 25, the fruit of the Spirit. Our lives must be filled with this fruit with everyone. Love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, goodness. Like once again, patience and self-control, saints, must become who we are as servants of God. To my fellow members of the Bride of Christ, dear saints, both men and women, we certainly have our work cut out for us. Each of us has our work cut out for us. No matter where we live in the world, no matter what our circumstances are, we have our work cut out for us. And number one on that list is I am here about my Father's business, saints. Never forget that. That's your first goal, your first purpose. That is who you are in Christ. But this is the key to our understanding and our commitment. We must be about our Father's business. We must endure in learning and in working and recognizing that we are assigned the very same business that our Father had given to His Son, obedience, ministering, and working. Jesus said, I only do what my Father commands me to do, and I only speak what my Father commands me to speak. Consider carefully, in closing, saints, Paul's words, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 through 23. He prays that you may know what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us, Lord, who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, saints, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to His church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all in all. Once again, Ephesians 1, 19 through 23. To paraphrase, may you experience the same power that was demonstrated in the resurrection of Christ and in His exaltation to heaven. For indeed Christ was exalted just so that He might be head over all things for the eternal welfare of His church. What confidence is implicit in this prayer, saints? Christ raised from the dead by the power of God. Christ set at God's own right hand in the heavenly places. Christ exalted far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Christ having all things put under His feet, and Christ given to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, experienced in the members of the body of faith. As surely as God's power is exalted the head, so surely will the body and all the members thereof experience God's power, beginning with His bride, saints. And let me be very clear in closing before we pray, saints. Remember this, the church is not ready. We're in that last generation. Only the 144,000 identified in Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 through 5, they and they alone embody the first fruits offering, verse 4. Revelation 14, verse 4. They are the first fruits to God and to the Lamb, saints, taken out of the church. Taken out of the church. The main body of the church is going to stay. They're called tribulation saints. We find that in Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. Do you see it, saints? How many times have I repeated this same story, one version after another, to warn those who live in our final generation, saints, over and over and over again? Be warned. Let's close in prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, please wake us to our responsibility as members of the Bride of Christ, that we will not cease working. We will not cease enduring. We will not cease watching. We will be obedient to every command of our precious Savior Jesus. We will be obedient. We will learn and practice the fruit of the Spirit. Fill us, Father God, with Your presence. Fill us, Father God, with Your presence. Be with us always and forever, and help us when we're weak to be strong. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Saints, I love you. God bless you. I'll speak to you again soon in Jesus' name. Next time.